KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In local news, efforts to improve the Shelburg Quarry Recreation Area here in Atlantic by incorporating a campground at the site received a big boost last week. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Roger Herring announced the big news of a large contribution during last night's meeting of the Park and Rec Board.
Last week I had a visit from Mark Shelburg. And Mark Shelburg is of the Shelburg Foundation, and we had applied for a Shelburg grant through that foundation, and we received a grant and a check for $10,000 towards the campground out of Shelburg's. And so I have the check here, so I hope you'd like to hold a $10,000 check.
Herring said that Shelburg, who's vice president and director of the foundation, was excited about the prospect of having a campground at the recreation area. Another bit of good news is that the Atlantic Rotary Club provided $7,000 for the project, which Herring had said earlier would include grading for the campsite and the beginning of work on 18 gravel pads for campers. The campground will be located at the southeast corner of the park at the corner of North Chestnut and Iowa Avenue. Hopes for a modern restroom and shower facilities to be included in the project at a later date. Currently, all the utilities are in place near the site, including water and electricity. In Phase 2, the most expensive part of the project would include the construction of a permanent restroom and shower facilities within the next couple of years.
It's exciting. We see it moving forward. The other exciting thing is the street department and Mr. Harris decided that it would be in the best interest of the recreation area to
make an oil road, whatever.
Yeah, they oiled Iowa Avenue to hold the dust down. Because of all the walkers out there and just because of the amount of traffic we're getting.
The treatment's ability to control dust, according to Herring, gets rejuvenated with each rainfall and will not wash away, and it was applied to that road last week. News time is 7:09.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Southwest Iowa teen riding on his father's tractor was injured late Monday evening during a farming accident about 3 miles east of Emerson. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said 13-year-old Cody Parker of Henderson was hit in the throat by an unknown piece of debris as a mower operated by his father, Joseph Parker, also of Henderson, was mowing a field. The accident happened around 8:35 p.m., about a half mile south of 201st Street and about one half mile west of A Avenue in Montgomery County. Officials say Red Oak personnel from rescue personnel arrived at the scene and provided treatment to the teen prior to his being transported to the 59 shortstop. And from there, he was flown by a LifeNet helicopter to Omaha for additional treatment of his injuries, which officials believe were not life-threatening. Red Oak Rescue was assisted by Emerson First Responders and deputies of the Montgomery and Mills County Sheriff's Offices. A Southwest Iowa man is dead following a tractor rollover accident in Taylor County. According to the Sheriff's Department, 54-year-old Leon Francis Lynn Bolster of Newmarket died when his tractor rolled on a steep hillside. Bolster, who was mowing on the hillside, was pinned beneath the tractor as it came to rest, and he died at the scene. The accident happened around 9:30 Saturday morning. An accident Monday morning north of Lake Icaria in Adams County has claimed the life of a Greenfield man. The Iowa State Patrol says 67-year-old Richard Norval Dick Cooper was not wearing a seatbelt when the 2006 Volvo straight truck he was driving for Shelburg Construction in Greenfield crossed the center line of Highway 148 southbound, entered the northbound shoulder, and traveled into a ditch before hitting an embankment. The truck came to rest about 3 miles north of Highway 148 and 150th Street on the east side of Highway 148. At around 10:45 a.m., the accident remains under investigation. And an Atlantic man suffered minor injuries during a rollover accident Sunday evening southwest of town. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Monday 21-year-old Stephen Matthew Mays was driving a 1996 Chevy Cavalier on 610th Street, about 1/2 mile south of Jasper Road. The car crested a hill and went out of control. The vehicle rolled into the west ditch, sustaining $7,500 damage during the accident, which happened around 6:50 p.m. Sunday. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Clara Mae Thornton, age 78 of Griswold, died Thursday. Funeral services for Clara Thornton will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Vera Anderson, age 93 of Audubon and formerly of Exira, died Monday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Vera Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Neoma Ridlin, age 93 of Avoca and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Neoma Ridlin will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vivian Eleanor Reichart Haley, age 72 of Corning, died April 12th. Graveside services for Vivian Reichart Haley will be held Friday at 2:30 at the Victoria Township Cemetery, located south of Messina. The Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. June Clemens, age 90, of Brainerd, Minnesota, and formerly of Atlantic, died April 12th. Memorial services for June Clemens will be held Saturday from 10 until 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. H. Claire Gill, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died April 14th. Graveside services for Claire Gill will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Hazel I. Cushman, age 95, of McHenry, Illinois, a former Grand River area teacher, died January 7th. A service will be held in memory of Hazel Cushman on June the 2nd at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Richard Norville Dick Cooper, age 66, of Greenfield, died Monday in Adams County. Funeral services for Dick Cooper are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jane Held, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Jane Held are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Mary Larson, age 87, of Greenfield, died Monday in Urbandale. Funeral services for Mary Larson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.